joining us is Vlad Savov, who is Bloomberg's tech editor. Take a look at Samsung's quarterly profit report. Vlad, as you heard Doug mention there, Samsung Electronics profit dropping 69%. This was much worse than expected, yet the stock is actually trading higher this morning. That's a curiosity, but I guess the first question should be, how bad is the crisis in the memory chip market?
It is bad. I mean, forecasts for Samsung and for any electronics company were already very dour and very downbeat. So for Samsung to miss them in the fashion that it did is really significant. It tells us that as much as estimates and outlooks have said that it will be a down quarter for the holiday season, it has been worse. When you think of bad weathers for consumer demand especially, you think of Apple and its iPhone, but you also think of the wider smartphone industry, and Samsung supplies all the components that go into that, the displays, the memory, a lot of the other components and parts that go into every smartphone. And China, the world's biggest smartphone market, for example, this week, figures from its national statistics trackers indicated that they had 38% drop in smartphone sales. So that, again, gives you an indication. So it is really bad. Now, why is the share price as choppy as it is? Well, because it might be bad enough for where Samsung would actually have to take action. As the world's biggest memory maker, Samsung is really cautious about cutting back production so that it doesn't get accused of exercising monopoly power. So its competitors such as SK Hynix and Micron have done that. They've cut back capital expenditure. They've cut back production. Samsung is very wary about doing that. In October, it said it won't do it. But as bad as this quarter has been, some people, markets and investors, are interpreting that as an indicator that we'll have to do it.
Okay, so if you're anticipating an announcement on a production cutback, when might that be and what sort of scale might we expect?
Well, we can kind of take our lead from, again, the competitors such as Micron in the US. There's also Kioxia in Japan. Kioxia in the last few months of the year said that by December, so by this point, it will be effective. They were cutting back production by as much as 30%, 30. It's really significant. Micron has done some cutbacks to the scale of 10%, but also talked about having to do further. So we are definitely talking double digits as far as industry-wide goes. As far as how far Samsung is going to go, again, I would lean in favor of Samsung being very cautious about making very major cuts. What the company said is that its customers are making inventory adjustments, so there may also be an anticipation that orders and demand will kind of pick up as the year goes along.
So have we moved completely away from the supply chain crisis into the weak demand crisis period?
Very much so. It used to be the case during the pandemic that we had both a supply crunch and a logistics crunch. Hong Kong, where we are now, shipments in and out of it used to be really, really expensive. Now all of those container prices have all basically come down to pre-pandemic levels. So the logistics crunch has been solved. Really good example, Sony, they just did their CES presentation yesterday, and they talked about the PlayStation 5. They sold 30 million units to date, and they're saying that it's going to be much more available than it ever has before. So the supply crunch, we can kind of say, is behind us. Now we do have more of a demand issue for companies.
Vlad, a pleasure. Thank you. Vlad Savov, Bloomberg Tech Editor.